Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence. And you'll see what I mean in a minute when we get our good buddy Arky C. and Cuddy back in here. Arky is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. The first guy that I ever talked about trust with on the show. Way back, and we got those dates here somewhere. I'll find it. But he's been with us a long time, member of our Brain Trust for many, many years. And he's the guy who co-authored the book Built on Trust that I talk about even when Arky's not here. And I talk about it everywhere I go because it's such an important topic. And he's our good friend. Arky C. and Cuddy, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thank you for the kind words.
And that's Dr. Arky C. and Cuddy, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. As in MD. Arky, I keep thinking about where we are right now and where we would be if people who got us into this mess had read your book 6 years ago, 7 years ago, and subscribed to it. I think we'd have a different world right now, wouldn't we?
That's correct. We would not be where we are. It would be much less of this us versus them. It would be more a team, more earning trust, more transparency, more accountability. But we can get there now. This is a moment of opportunity. It is the scariest moment, the moment of fear where we are tempted to get into this us versus them. Not just take a minute here. We are now being tempted, all of us, by ourselves, to fall into our history of mistrust. All of us have experiences, everyone listening has experiences at work, whether you're the boss or wherever you are, where you felt like you got burned over something. When you found out about it, it was more than a disappointment, you were shocked. In those moments, and we all go through that, we make decisions that are never again. You know, I'm never going to do extra again, trust the boss again, whatever. And they all have to do with trust. And they stick. And they're very emotional, which is why trust is simple, but it is difficult because we have this emotional baggage. All of us, every human being walking around.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go with that, we get into this us versus them fear paralysis, where we're thinking, oh boy, if it weren't for da 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 da, I would be da 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 da. So rather than that, it's time to pull together. And that's what you can do as a manager or a small business person. And remember, I saw Eric Schmidt, who's one of the financial advisors mm-hmm. with new people coming in. I saw him, who's an acquaintance who happened to have endorsed my book some years ago. And I saw him on television, he's saying, small business is the engine. Small business is the engine
right.
that will pull us out through the innovation. And so we are now talking with, and we are all talking together on the air with the people who have the opportunity to turn this around.
But so you know, Arky, everybody says that, and we hear politicians say that. Never in the history of mankind have presidential candidates invoked the name small business as much as they did in this recent campaign.
Yes.
But the problem we got is and I think it's not the problem small business owners have as much as the nation has, is that we keep saying that like we're some kind of an abstract thought. Like, you know, I mean, I want to say, hey, guys, you realize we're standing right here, right? I mean, you actually you realize we can hear you, right? Yes. And they're saying that as if as if they can. There's nothing they can learn from us. I mean, it's like yeah, we know that they're doing all this stuff, and it makes us feel good to talk about them. But when is somebody finally going to say, you know what? When small business owners go to market, they add value with every turn, or they don't make it. They have to be trustworthy, or people don't do business with them, and they fail. They don't survive. What can we learn from small business owners about value and about trust? When people start saying that, Arky, that's when I'm going to start listening to them, because I've heard all the politicians, all the talking heads giving lip service to small business, but none of them talk about what the world can learn from small business.
Right. That's exactly right.
And I want you to comment on that when we come back after these messages. We got a little Shocking Blue taking us out right now, folks. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm going to keep beating this in. I'm going to keep talking about this, folks. I'm proud of you, small business owners. You make a difference. The world would do well to watch what you do and emulate that. 20 till. Stay with us.
Aflac for small business.
We're back. It's 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the newsletter. You can find the archives of past shows all the way back to 99. Thousands of articles that I've written and my Brain Trust members have written. You can find a lot of new stuff there. By the way, the website's brand new look. We've only been up a couple of weeks. And be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. And also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. And all that's free, thanks to our corporate partners. RKC and Cuddy is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, which, by the way, folks, our Brain Trust is now in excess of 1,500 experts on small business, some element or all elements of small business activity. And we're really proud of that group. And nobody is more a classic example of what's good about the Brain Trust than our good buddy Arky C. and Cuddy, the co-author of Built on Trust. Arky, I kind of got on my soapbox there as we went to the break, and I was pointing out that what I'd like to see is politicians quit saying, you know, we're the backbone, small business is the backbone of America, blah blah blah. You know what? I don't want to hear so much about that. I want to hear somebody say, excuse me. I want to hear somebody say, and we should be emulating those guys.
Yes. With the transparency, with the competence, and with the accountability that, you know, we all have when we have a small audience, when we are visible. And that's what happens when the larger bureaucracies build up and they lose that, and then it gives the opportunity for corruption and hiding incompetence and so forth that we've all seen.
Main Street, Arky, is transparent.
Yes.
Main Street, everything you do is right out on the line. If you start behaving in a way that's inappropriate, you start stinking.
That's right.
There are systems, there are relationships, there are laws, there are regulations, there are ethical practices, there are best practices. There are lots and lots of little overlaying checks and balances that keep Main Street clean, that keep it transparent. And when you get up into Washington, D.C., into our government, you get up into Wall Street, there's plenty of opportunity for those people to avoid those things, to somehow not be transparent, to not be trustworthy. And Arky, how do we migrate Main Street up to Wall Street and not over to Washington, to Pennsylvania Avenue and the Capitol building?
Well, I think that there is a need for a national dialogue, and I think that the small business person first has to take care of his or her own store. Let's talk about that in a moment. But once that's started, I think we substitute a little annoyance, if you like it, for the fear that we're invited to be, to be wallowing right now. Substitute a little annoyance. Get irritated about it. Start communicating about it. And get heard.
Let's get indignant. I think small business owners should start. I think, you know, right now I think a lot of us are angry about what's going on.
Yes.
But see, anger is not productive.
That's right.
I think we should convert our anger into indignation.
There you go. And indignation implies action and communication, and that's what we require.
Yep.
And start with our own businesses. Pull your people into the room. Let people know, you know, where you are, and that you your intention is to continue to earn their trust, and vice versa, and the trust of your customers. And how are we doing? How am I doing as the leader? And do I close my interactions with you? Do I make authentic commitments only, and so forth? And get that going, as is outlined and built on trust. Get that going in your company with your customers, and keep that going, and communicate to the federal government. Communicate to your local government.
How about let's not communicate? Let's do more than communicate, Archie. How about if we start demanding it?
Yes. Yes, again.
Demanding it from the people who represent us. Demand it from companies whose stocks we buy.
Yes. Yes. Substitute this, as you say, indignation is a good word. Substitute that for the fear. Substitute earned trust, transparency within our own companies and with our customers. Substitute that for the invitation to be divided and to have the us versus them. And let's have... let's have national dialogue and national action that comes from the grassroots, which is the engine, but enough talk, let's make it happen. You know, it's up to us. If we wait for the government, it is not going to happen. It's really up to us.
See, I'm going to be very interested to see, Archie, how... Well, let me say this. I think it's clear that... let me back up just a little bit further.
Yeah. Yep.
There's a book in my library called In the Wake of the Plague.
Mm-hmm.
And it was written by a guy named Norman Cantor. He's dead now.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote this book about, it's a very interesting book, it's about what happened after the plague of the Middle Ages.
Mm.
I mean, 40 million people, like 40% of the population of Europe was decimated by the Black Plague.
Yes, yes.
And what he said was, because of that, the Reformation was possible, because a lot of the leaders, a lot of the people who controlled things died.
Mm-hmm.
He said because of that, because of the plague, he calls it in the wake of the plague, the Reformation and the Renaissance period was possible, where without the plague it wouldn't have been possible.
Yes.
So we've had a plague visited upon us.
Yes,
right
have.
Now, a form of a plague, I think.
This
it's called, you know, the subprime meltdown is kind of a black plague that circumnavigated the globe, and has created a lot of casualties. What's going to be in that wake of that plague, ladies and gentlemen? What can you and I do to help form what that's going to look like? I think this is a time when we can do that. Ten Till, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend, Dr. Archie Ciancutti, an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, all the way back to 2001. He's coming up on an 8th anniversary in a couple of months, and we've been talking about trust ever since we met him. His book, which he co-authored, is called Built on Trust. He's got another book coming out that's going to be the next step, the next level of this. And by the way, folks, you know, you've been hearing the president-elect every day or so. Recently, he's been trotting out new people who's going to be part of his administration. And, Archie, you know, I've nominated you for the trust czar.
Oh, yeah,
to the Obama administration. So I'm expecting you to get a call any day now. And I'm expecting to see you on the podium up there in Chicago with him when he trots you out as the trust czar.
Well, listen, in all seriousness, I would be happy to contribute in any way I could.
I don't have, you know, I don't have a direct line to Obama. I actually know how to get to him. I know people who can get me to him. But seriously, I think he should. I think if he did that,
yes.
If he created a trust czar,
yes.
And somebody who actually understood it and gave that person some traction, some teeth.
Yes.
I think that would be a very that would speak to every element of our society, wouldn't it?
That's right, because it would build confidence, which, of course, suspicion is the opposite of trust. And that's what's driving us, paralyzing us now, is this suspicion and this fear and so forth. Yes, if he made a show and had real substance behind that show, a demonstration that he understood trust and that he was interested in having the American people earn trust, and he earned trust, his administration earned trust in return, in transparency, that would make a huge difference, especially if he backed it up with substance, somebody who knew what they were doing,
right,
and who was working on more than just instinct, which I think, you know, their instincts are pretty good, then I think it would make a huge difference nationwide, and our fabric would, you know, that's what we're good at, America.
We've got all these FASB rules, all these accounting rules. We've got. See, this is what's so ridiculous to me about regulations and laws, and Arky. I mean, we have laws for securities and for all the different things that we do in the marketplace that I have to comply with, that the banks have to comply with, investment houses have to comply with, and then we had the Enron and the WorldCom meltdown and all that stuff, and they came up with something, a reaction to that, which a knee-jerk reaction called Sarbanes-Oxley, which as it turns out didn't help us at all with the subprime, did it? Didn't help us at all with the bank situation. So when are we going to learn, Arky, that all the laws in the world are not going to make people behave themselves if there's not a reason for people to do that on their own, if there's not a sense of propriety, a sense of values, a sense of trust, a sense of honor? If people don't have that already in their mind, you can't legislate that, Arky.
That's right. And the answer to your question, when will that happen? It will happen when people understand the history of mistrust and suspicion, how it piles on top of one another. And when the people understand that, and when the federal government understands that, that's when talking about honor is good but won't make it happen. It's emotional that has to be dug out. And that's what has to happen. We are in a position right now, after the plague, during the plague, we are in the position to make it happen now. And I would be very happy to be part of any effort to make that happen nationally.
Well, and so here's the rest of what's going to happen, though. And this is how small business owners operate every day, Arky.
Yes.
Somebody comes up with something that's not honorable, that doesn't have our values.
Yes.
And we say to them, you know what? I'm not comfortable with that. That's not the way I want to do business.
That's right.
And so you give the person an opportunity to back out, to say, oh, I was just kidding or whatever. But if they don't, then you say, you know what? I think I'm going to have to go somewhere else.
Yes, that's right.
And you let them know that there are consequences to that behavior.
Yes. And instead of justifying it and allowing it to be justified and rationalized, there's the thing that keeps us stuck.
Right.
That keeps us stuck in this history of mistrust, our wonderful capacity to justify things rather than go back to the values.
That's the human being thing. That's, you know, you've heard me say before, Arky, the problem with humanity is the humans.
Yes.
Hey, Arky, give us your website, please.
It's learningcenter, one word, .net. And I am
learningcenter.
At learningcenter.net.
Arky at learningcenter.net. And the book is called Built on Trust, and it's the best. Thanks, Arky. Happy holidays. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be here tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.